Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And tonight, we've got a special guest chef in the house. And boy, I just think this is going to be a really wonderful conversation. We're going to be talking about creating your own career path with Sharon Phoenix. Hey, Sharon, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, her company is called Divine Inspiration, and that's just what this girl is. She's divinely inspirational. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on our co-host, Miss Amy, and have you just, maybe talk a little bit about how you know Sharon to begin with, and we'll just kind of see where the conversation goes.
We can, but you didn't give me a chance to really invite me to the table. Try again.
Well, I want to just invite Miss Amy Frost. Love for you to join us. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe.
Thank you. Well, you usually ask me how I'm doing. I'm trying to set you up here.
How are you doing tonight? She usually has something that she has up her sleeve whenever we do this stuff. So how you doing again? How are you doing tonight, Amy? There we go.
I'm really kind of depressed. You want to know why?
Oh, gosh. Why?
I need some divine inspiration. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, well, you came to the right place tonight. Miss Amy's got your recipe, and she's going to make it happen for you.
There we go.
Okay.
So I am very excited. I'm excited for us. I'm excited for our diners who get to partake of this live if they choose to or later. Sharon Phoenix totally lives up to her name, as in Phoenix, because she has come out of adversity many times in her life. And I want her to talk about it however she chooses to. There's, several of us who are waiting for her book to come out, and I'm going to be supporting her on that, and because I think it's important work that she does in many arenas, not only professionally, but her volunteer work. She's just so amazing on so many counts. I don't think as highly of many people in the world as I do of Sharon. She walks her talk. She's fun to be around, and the world's a little bit better because Sharon is in it. So we've known each other for quite a long time, and what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of guide you through this, and we'll ask you questions that we think that our diners would like to hear. But however you want to posture this, again, you can't do this wrong. Why I want to invite you to the table, because you're such a mentor for so many. I wanted more people to have that mentorship, and you're so great at resilience, at helping people in the community, and doing it in a kind and loving way, and creating your career by doing work sometimes for others, but creating your own business. And then you're going to be talking about a new type of doing a marketplace, which I'm very excited about, an event that you have on April 20th through 22nd. So I guess let's just kind of start. I'd love to have you talk about, kind of your life path and what's kind of led you to where you are.
Okay. Well, thanks again. What has led me to where I am is, a road of trials and tribulations, I guess you can say, and learning how to work through those things. I've been in sales and marketing for probably over 20 years. I worked through the bank, and once the bank no longer had a position for me, my mom and I had a business that was a balloon business and gift items. So I was always dabbing into doing entrepreneuring, but I didn't know deep down in my soul that that was it. I just would just do things, just do Mary Kay, all the party lights, but I want to make baskets, but I never thought about it as a business. And after the position ended with my banking position, I had the opportunity to work with the chamber here, and they did a marketplace. And so I said, well, what would it take for me to look at starting a business and getting out there and helping other people and showing them how to do it? And they were eager to let me know how to get started. So the first show that I did, I definitely had the bug. And it was like, I could do this. Mm. And I could help each other. But for someone that was so shy, I really didn't think that I would be able to do it because I didn't think I would talk to people very well. But that gave me the opportunity to get out there and really talk and express. And then I found out that people were interested in what I was talking about. Coming from an abusive background, my goal was to show other women that you too can get out. You too can make a difference in your life. No matter what somebody says to you, you can make a difference. And I found out I did it. Yeah. I mean, cool. I never saw this in my lifetime. But to see the road that I have went through and where I am today, it's just truly amazing. And the lives that I have touched, that's only God. And that's where that inspiration comes from. He had given me three words so many years ago, and I never understood why. And it was inspire, uplift, and encourage. And so many people were telling me that's what I did. And sometimes you don't think that you're doing that stuff. But after a while, you go, I guess I am. But how can I get other people to get on board and make a difference? There's hurting people. What are you going to do? How can you inspire somebody today? How can you uplift someone today or encourage them?
Now, so your business, Divine Inspiration, how did you come up with the name and kind of what was the path of that business?
Well, the path of that business was when I started my business in 99, it was S&R Gift World. Going through a divorce, my girlfriend told me, do not put it in your married name. So she said, just use your first and middle initial. I said, okay, fine. It's S&R Gift World, a variety of gift items. And it went well. But as you're in business and start learning about it and start learning about branding and setting yourself aside and things like that, I'm going, well, it doesn't really tell what I do. So a lot of people would go, well, we know what the S stands for, but who's R? And I would always have to go, it's my middle name. It's not really explaining what I do, what my mission, what's my why. And so after the economy crashed, you know, a lot of people lost their businesses and given up hope and just didn't know what to do. And I found myself wanting to veer more toward inspiration, which was my goal in the beginning. When I started my business, the goal was to open a Christian bookstore with a cafe. That was the goal. But it didn't happen. Life happened. So when the economy crashed and a lot of people were going through so much, I didn't know if I was going to have to give mine up. And what do I do? Go get another job? What do I do? And my husband says, how are you going to go get a 9-to-5? You're in business. That is your job. Mm. So then it's like, okay, but what am I going to do? And I attended a show and I said, okay, I'm going to develop my own. The spirit was like, you could do it. I'm like, how can I do this? I don't know. I don't know how to do it. So I started trying to come up with a name. I shared it with the group that Amy and some of us were involved with Judith. And I got us, I put names out there and people voted. And Divine Inspiration was really the number one. So I said, well, it's going to be Divine Inspiration, Home Decor and Gifts. Now, I got to do a website. Oh, my God, how do you do that? I learned how to do my own website. Oh, my God. So I created my own website, and I started connecting with other Christian business suppliers, and it just started being born. It was just birth, and I was just like, wow. And a lot of this information I already had. And so my girlfriend said, you had the information, but you weren't ready then.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're ready. Because I would look around and I would have a book and I would go, where did I get this supplier from? Where did I get this? So I had it all along. But he showed me how to put it together and how to turn my business into a ministry. And that's, it just totally evolved.
I love that. I really love that. And that is exactly what you do. Your business is your ministry. And mm-hmm. having, you know, your inspire, uplift, and encourage as everything that you're focused on and living that is, it's
mm-hmm.
been an honor to watch that and see how you do touch people at you by inspiring and uplifting and encouraging them with everything you
mm-hmm.
do. Hey, Robin, anything
yes.
coming to you? Say
or ask? Oh, yeah, because I really want to kind of just piggyback on that because, we're both, small entrepreneurs and really, being very hands-on with what we do. And I think that's really a key thing when you just say, it's my calling. It's what I'm meant to do. And just like with you, having these gifts that can inspire people, it's the same thing with me when I do my flowers. It's, I've got gift items as well. It's those things that this really can just be that special gift that just really touches somebody in a way you couldn't have even imagined, and having that token of love that just can stay there and remind people about them, that they're loved and cared for. It's just such an important and precious thing that we can do for others.
And Robin,
yes.
A lot of times when people will talk about how it feels to be in your flower shop, what kind of things do they say?
Oh, well, with my shop, I've really kind of made it more of a kind of a retro shop just because of people, the way that people respond to stuff. It's like coming into a really comfortable living room when they come in because, it's decorated more. Well, it's still a showroom, but it's got the warm, carpeting and furniture and things like that. And it's always really seasonal depending on what we have going on with everything, and a very playful and almost like a party, a home party kind of decorated the way that I have it most of the time. So people walk in, they feel very welcome, and it's very warm and light, lots of plants and things like that. They're really welcome. And so they really feel the energy of the plants and the flowers when they walk in, and it's always really colorful and fun and a little playful the way that I like to have it decorated. And I'm sure that's the same thing that Sharon's got with her gift items and things like that. One of the things I love she does is she goes and works off of the military base that's out there in Las Vegas. So she's a busy girl at Christmas time, being out there at the BX and just being able to have things for people that, just like see it. It's one of those things just like when you go anywhere. If you're a woman, you know that. If you see something and it's cute, you better grab it because you may not be able to go back and get it. So there you go.
That's true.
Sharon is, you're at the VA hospital now, right?
That's what I was getting ready to say. Now, this year, I started at the VA hospital, and that has been very encouraging. And I'm going to tell you how, again, the ministry and God works, because they made some changes in moving the vendors from one spot in a hallway that they were, that was very, had a lot of traffic. And they moved them in this other aisle where there's little traffic. So a lot of the people are very unhappy and this and that. Well, when I first got there in January, I'm looking around and I'm going, okay, God, you really have a sense of humor. Because on my right side was the oncologist. People are coming for their chemo and things like that. And I have a product, which is The Amazing Woman and The Courageous Woman, which really touches many people at that level, especially the survivors.
Yeah.
And then on my left side, it's the prosthetics. Some know that I am dealing with that right now because of an accident I had. But God allowed me to see people with either an arm, legs, both, whatever, gone, and then allow me to look at my situation, and I'm going, okay, I'm sorry. But during that week I was there, it was such a beautiful testimony for the people that came around that booth, either with prayer or testimony. A gentleman, 75 years old, shared that he had just got baptized 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And
wow.
So the whole thing was like a ministry, and I'm going like, oh, my God, right here. So while the other people were complaining, I'm going, I mean, I'm doing okay because it's touching people. It's touching lives. And the products were there to do just what they do, inspire, encourage, and uplift.
And, I mean, what a great testimony. Again, here's something that you might think, oh, my God, they're moving us. This is going to, oh, they're gonna, how are they going to mess up, you know, my business and my clients? And to have God and follow that divine inspiration, and you are put in the exact right place, you know. It is so amazing to watch. And I believe, you know, you and I have this kind of conversation all the time, that that is happening. And it, it's about, are you willing to see it and not get caught up in your poor me stuff, not you,
right,
but all of us, right? Instead of saying, what's really happening here? And I like to say that I work for my father's business. And
yes,
that makes my life a little bit easier, right? Because it's not really mine, it's his. And so
it's
I
his.
Wait to give me direction, right?
Yes, we have to. Because if we do it on our own, we always have a way of messing up. And I tell people, when you're doing things over and over and over again, he's trying to get something through you. I have someone that always says, I can't believe I'm in the same place I was many years ago. And it's because you're continuing to repeat the same things instead of learning from them. We want to learn from them, that when something happens, what am I supposed to get from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And how can I use this as a testimony? I didn't think my accident was going to be used to such depth as it has, because still trying to deal with it. But he gave a sense of humor even the moment I got out of surgery. My pastor and assistant pastor came to visit, and they had my hand all wrapped up crazy, and I was looking at it, and I was like, don't you guys think this looks like a lobster claw? And they're looking at me, and they're going, and she has a sense of humor getting out of surgery. We cannot complain about nothing ever again. I was serious. It's like, but it did. It looked like a lobster claw. But, you know, they gave you good drugs, so, you know, you're okay.
That's right. And, you know, and to watch you go through that, my friend, I know it wasn't always sunshine and lollipops, and it wasn't always so funny.
Nope.
And you were able to reach out. You were able to let yourself be sad, let yourself feel what you were feeling, and say, how is this going to affect me? And so let's kind of slide into this. So not too far before that accident, you started this amazing new, well, it's new here in Las Vegas. I don't think it's new so much back east. According, you know, to you, I really didn't know about this until you brought this to the table. So I'd love you to start talking about another part of, you know, your vision and your ministry moving forward that you did start before the accident. And you know what I'm asking you, right?
Yes, I do. It's a pop-up marketplace, Las Vegas. Around the time that the economy crashed, like I said, a lot of people lost their jobs. And so back east, New York, even L.A. and Arizona, a lot of people start doing what was called pop-up stores to kind of save the business or keep it going. And so it became prevalent back there. And so when I was trying to look at it here, no one really understood what the heck I was talking about.
Right.
I didn't want a flea market. Oh, excuse me. I didn't want a flea market. I didn't want a, what they call it, a swap meet. I didn't want that. I wanted it targeting small business owners. And for us to have a place that we can show our services and at the same time reach out to local nonprofit organizations here and support one for the month of our event. Therefore, we would concentrate on what their needs are, their wish lists, donations, things of that sort. But with Pop-Up Marketplace, I wanted it to be in a retail environment. So I didn't want it in the other places that other events are being done because I wanted it to be a difference. If you have a business and you want to be able to have a storefront, but a lot of us can't afford the overhead of a storefront. But if we can come together and we all can share that expense and all that goes along with it and be able to have that growth and that exposure for our business, what a difference it will make. So our first one was done 2 weeks, yes, before my accident, and it was, I was just overblown, I was blown away with the response and the type of business owners that attended. Las Vegas has some amazing small business owners that so many people do not know about. And I wanted to be able to introduce those small business owners to the community. So by saying pop-up marketplace, that means we would move around. We would go to Henderson. We would go to Summerlin, Centennial area, to introduce in all of these different communities as people learn about the businesses and nonprofits.
I would just say, Robin, are you familiar? Do you have many pop-up, anything like that in your area, in Riverside area?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple that actually they're more like a children and clothing consignment stores and things like that that kind of rotate around and make their way around. And they're starting to be seen. And I know like down in Orange County in L.A., I think it's a little more prevalent. But, yeah, we definitely have stuff like that that's coming into the Southern California area.
And what I like, Sharon, about what you're doing, it isn't just that it's the divine inspiration having a pop-up. It's a pop-up marketplace. I want to make sure people understand that.
Correct. Correct.
Gather a group of amazing, you know, entrepreneurs instead of it just being one here, one there. They get to experience a bunch of different products, different amazing people bringing their gifts to the world.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And that's what makes it so wonderful and different is because these other people feel so much of a different connection this way. And I want them to be able to talk about their business. So even when we do an introduction and people are there, I don't want them standing behind a table or a booth or whatever. No, I'm getting them to come out from that and speak about their business, let people know about their business, what they offer. And so that's building that community, and it's also building a relationship. People buy and deal with people that they like. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to build a community here, a relationship. So it'll get to that point where we're able to say, oh, I need some shoes. Do you know somebody that sells shoes? Oh, yes. Call so-and-so. Oh, I want some tea. Do you know somebody that sells tea? Oh, I sure do. So we want to get it that way, and then we're really looking at that growth and that exposure. And also, it's they're experiencing growth and belief and trust in themselves and what they can do.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about, so it's been a little while since you've had a pop-up, and so you have one coming up in April. So you want to talk about what, you know, where that's going to be, the time frame, and what's the nonprofit that's going to be part of that?
Right now we're in the process of choosing a nonprofit. So we haven't chosen one at this time, but it is April the 20th, the 21st, and 22nd. The address is 4469 West Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. It's off of Charleston and Decatur area. And the time is Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hey, Sharon, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
When doing your original pop-up and then having your accident and then moving into this new one, has anything really kind of changed in the way you're doing it, or you're just your perspective?
It's more my perspective. A little has changed because I want more for the vendors. I was talking to someone, and I said that I want to incorporate, I know someone that does constant contact. I want to incorporate things that's going to also be education for them. A lot of them that are uncomfortable with marketing and knowing social media, things of this sort, if you want your business to grow, these are the things you need to know. It's not a hobby. We want a business. I know when I was first told about, you know, Facebook and all this social media, I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing all that stuff. That's just too much. No. And so then I met a young lady that had did the Facebook business page on Base. And I went, you created that? She's like, yeah. It's like, I can create one? Oh, my gosh. So I started learning more and more, going to workshops, webinars, and just learning everything about social media and how it can help me, how I can learn from it. And I just start continuing to do it, you know, with the Twitter and all of those. It's like, okay, I'm learning. And I would like them to also have that knowledge on certain areas, too, that they can continue to grow their business.
So do you have, like pre-show kind of things where the vendors come in and you're kind of just interested, have, like, a little internet class of for promotion and things like that, so they're seeing some of the skills for them?
Well, what we normally do, like our last one, we have like a get-together. At the time, we had it at Landry's, but Landry's has closed, so I have to find another place. But I always get them together prior to the event. So, one, break down the expectation and things of that sort so they will know, and explain how it's going to go, how the event's going to go. So, yeah, they do have a perspective of what's going to happen for the event, so they're prepared.
That's good. Plus, they get to meet each other, which is always nice.
Yes. And that's fun, too, because they connect. You feel that connection again because they're meeting prior to setting up and gaining relationships with each other, and that has been awesome.
Yeah. So they've been there like with the first pop-up, people who are returning, they're like, I want to be next to so-and-so.
Yes. And then they get possessive.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, they get possessive, like, okay, now I'm coming back, so you make sure that I don't have to be bumping heads. I'm like, you're not going to bump heads
that's
with
right.
anybody. But
that's
they
good.
Get territorial.
Well, that's a good relationship, and that's part of the synergy of the whole place, too.
Well, I'm learning
so
how
we
to grow together and that
and
we're not about competition, right? We're creating a village here. And it isn't about fighting each other, right, but working together.
Right.
So we were talking a little bit earlier, the three of us, and Robin was thinking about coming out for the pop-up. And what I'd love to do is maybe do some interviews of the different artists and entrepreneurs while she's out here, if that happens to work out. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, we could do a show about the pop-ups, which would be great.
Okay.
We can do a live show.
Oh.
Woohoo! There you go.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's really good. They would love that.
We're going to be on location. There you go. As long as we have got a pot of some tea going on there with the lead up, hopefully she's going to be there and she can provide the beverages.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about having a little mini tea tasting thing. We're trying to plan that. It's not in stone right now, but we want to have some different activities also going on during the event this time. So I'm trying to find, like, not a DJ, but I met a guy that's very good with a saxophone. So I'm really trying to see if I can get a little entertainment for each day. So we're working on that
part. That's good.
Well, I cannot. I can do a little laughter yoga for everybody. Here we go.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Well, our 30 minutes has already gone by so fast, so how can people get a hold of you if they want to get a gift basket or some kind of a unique gift that's divinely inspired?
Or be part of the pop-up.
They can call me. My number is 702-496-6715. They can visit the Pop-Up Marketplace Las Vegas website, which is www.popupmarketplacelasvegas.com. And
okay.
If they're
right,
interested in inspirational, then it's www.divinehomedecorandgifts.com.
Okay. All right. Well, you are an inspiration, and I'm so glad that your company reflects that about who you are.
Thank you so much, and thank you for this opportunity. I love you both.
Oh,
love you. You're doing great work in the world, and we're honored to stand with you, my friend.
Thank
you so
much.
So just want to encourage everybody, you know, if you've got that idea that's been nudging you forever, that little quiet nudge in your life, and you're thinking, oh, gee, what would I know, or how could I do that? I mean, you talk to a lot of people who have been small business people. You just dive in with both feet, start taking some baby steps, and surround yourself with people who are already doing it in one way or another. So they can kind of help to guide you, and just really follow your heart, because you know what? You know, God's got a plan for you, and it can, you know, He definitely has a calling that wants to be out there. You can never know how that's going to bless another person. And you know, when we bless others, it blesses us.
Amen.
Amen to that. Yeah, thank you for joining us at the cafe. We'll see you next time. Next week we'll be going back to the Cafe Book Club with Getting the Love You Want. We'll be in Chapter 3, so hopefully all of our Cafe Book people will be ready to go. Miss Michelle will be with us, and we're looking forward to that conversation. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the Cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.